What up, though, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails where we want to explore, learn, and enjoy sex with you. For exclusive content that drops 5 days early, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/CWC the podcast. Again, that's patreon.com/CWC the podcast for all exclusive content. And did I mention that content drops 5 days early? So if you want to see this ass getting smacked, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. And y'all already do know we dropped a collab with the Beauty Loft that includes some handcrafted back shots, body butter, some wonderful cream on me massage oil, and some wonderful, wonderful explosive bath bombs that are sure to get your juices flowing. So check out the entire collection at thebeautyloft.com. Again, that's the B-E-A-U-T-E loft.com.
Ba-da-da-da-da. We got a naked white man in this bitch.
What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. Be honest with you, I am not ready. I wasn't expecting what I got today. It's kind of like one of them things. You put up, you shut up, and, well, I put up. So, Trav, just flip the camera around, man. You got to show them. So, it's about to go down. I'm going to introduce our guest. First, we're going to start off with... Shit, I forgot where I was even at. Okay, I'm not even ready for this. So, guest introduction. We have... the Satan of the South, the whore of Hufflepuff, the kink connoisseur, and sex pistol, Kinks with motherfucking Kiki. We also have Miss I Will Send My Pussy in the Mail, Perfect Titties, But I'm a Miss the Contest, Tiffy Baby. And then last but not least, number one, second to none, Goddess J. And she will take your man to Peg Island and obviously bring a slave into the studio, which I was not expecting, which is why we're where we're at. Alessa, are you okay?
I'm very okay. I don't understand why you acting like that. I'm having a great time.
I was just like not
I'm personally having a great time. You should have seen Brandon's face when he walked in here. Literally, jaw was on the floor. Felt like Terrence Howard in The Best Man. Like, pick that up. But yeah, that's where I'm at. It was great. He's still over there, mouth agape. Close up for supplies.
Can we start with the introduction questions? Yes. I want y'all to introduce yourselves. Alessa, what's the intro question today?
So let's introduce yourselves. And what is the craziest sexual favor that you have been asked for? So we're going to start with Miss Tiffy Baby, actually.
She's like, my shit was normal.
I mean, I don't know. Hello, Tiffy Baby on Instagram. What's the craziest sexual favor I've ever been asked? I don't have anything super crazy. A guy asked me to suck his nipples. I thought that was a little weird just because he asked and it wasn't like a, you know.
Okay, that's negative level four.
It wasn't just natural. It was just that you asked, I guess.
Right, I guess.
That's
like,
what it was. It wasn't the act of it, you know.
Do you normally suck nipples?
I will.
Okay.
I won't suck. I'll probably like lick around it, you know.
Why you won't suck it?
It's not that I won't. I just haven't.
Okay. And do you want to give out socials? Anything?
Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, Tiffy Baby. That's all it is. Two eyes.
You got like one of them. What's that kink social? You know,
like a kink page?
Shit. What's it called?
Life.
Yeah, Fat Life.
No.
Just making sure.
No.
All right, let's get over to this nasty motherfucker.
I like Fat Life. Yeah, you're up next. Got it,
Jay.
Yeah.
How y'all doing? My name is Goddess J. I go by Goddess J, number one, second to none on Instagram. The question is, what's the
craziest sexual favor you've been asked?
Craziest sexual favor. I guess you would say being a dom to a slave, basically. I've been asked a lot of things, but I think this by far is like the craziest thing because it actually allows me to like just tap into a whole nother element and control somebody. So
Can you introduce your slave too?
He's nobody important. But guys, this is my sissy. This is slave right here. He's not gonna talk today.
Okay.
He seems very obedient. I love it. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love that.
It's the training.
Can I compliment him?
You can.
Good job. Good job, sissy. I appreciate you for coming today.
I'm gonna be honest. I do not want to see him act out.
I appreciate him.
I don't know
him
how
today.
I would respond if he was to get in trouble. I would. probably.
He seems, like I said, he seems very obedient.
When I see awkward moments in movies, I pause them, and I can't pause it. So
no.
I
would probably suffer from secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah, like, I would probably leave. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't cry.
No, I wouldn't. No, cry. No. I would.
Honestly. I don't think he would cry. He might. I feel like you would definitely leave though.
Yeah.
Like you would definitely
leave. This is so awkward.
Yeah. But I feel like he's being very obedient. I don't think that anything is gonna pop off today. I saw her pull that whip out though, and I did get a little nervous with my man. Like he can't say thank you.
I feel like this is joy. Okay.
Joy equals pain. I feel that.
Literally.
I feel that.
I mean, that's a long ass whip. You gotta have him on the other side of the room.
I would, but like, you know, he just gotta be obedient. And then, like, I got a lot of different things.
She's Laura Croft over here.
Okay. I'm gonna share this one.
Are you spanking anybody today?
Yes.
Okay.
Who you spanking?
Nah, and I'm smooth.
Who you spanking?
You.
Me?
She
said yes. Wow. Okay. But before we get into all this stuff, let's get back into
introductions.
This queen to the before you give swirl it to her, I just want to say shout out to her. She is with us for 3 episodes. She came all the way from New York. She went through TSA. They asked her, "What is this in your purse?" She said, "I'm spanking niggas in Detroit." They said, "Turn up." They let her through, but I want her to introduce herself, introduce her brand, and answer the intro question. And then do something wild.
Hi, I'm Kiki from the Kinks with Kiki podcast. You guys, I've been a podcaster for 5 years doing everything and anything about kinks, BDSM, and fetishes. And if I have to say the craziest sex favor that I've been asked was someone asked to be my human toilet.
What does that entail?
So he basically wanted to be my toilet whenever I had to pee, whenever I had to take a shit. He's like, my mouth is ready. I want it all.
So you shitting this man's mouth or this person's
mouth? I never did it because I am not a excrement type of girl. I feel so.
You. But you didn't at least pee in his mouth? Because I would totally pee in a man's mouth.
You ain't try it?
I didn't.
You ain't think about it?
I would pee in a man's mouth. Maybe not shit, because that's way too much, 2 girls, 1 cup. Like, no.
Okay.
But I would definitely piss in a man's mouth. I want to pull that. Remember in Scary Movie when she was like, I'm going to fart in your mouth, and I'm going to sit on these walls, right? Like, I really would like to do that to
he
a man.
He was literally like, asking for that. It was like an older white man.
So does he pay
for it in New York?
Interesting.
Does he finish it? He eats it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Wait, time out.
Okay. I mean, you know, some like people might just have want a taste. And
nobody's hearing this.
No, you. It's a toilet.
Jade, have you been there?
You are right.
So not with this one.
Oh.
Okay, but I will piss in your mouth for sure.
Have you ever shit on somebody? It.
No.
Oh, just farted. No.
Like I just feel like shit is like a whole nother like level. Like that.
This is in Dubai.
Like once, right? Because once it touched me, it's over.
Yeah.
But. I would definitely piss him off, for sure.
Can he see?
No.
Oh, okay.
I told you, that's what I was trying to tell you, that he can't see in there.
I don't know who he's staring at, so I just...
That's the point.
I don't know. Look, man.
He even shaking his head like, no, I can't see. This man is really shaking his head in the corner. I absolutely love it.
So I guess we got to get right into this. We can't just, like, bring it up.
Right.
Glimpse. So, Jay, you have sex slaves, obviously.
I do.
Give us your origin story, like your very first slave.
I like this.
Well, 2 years ago, basically, this is my original, like the first person I actually trusted.
I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm.
So,
shout out to you, Ken.
Yes. He came up to me and he was like, he asked me, did I know any escorts? And I was just like, nah, I don't know. I don't know about escorts. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm working, sir. Get away from me. And he was just like, oh, I like the way you talk to me. Can you do this to me? And I was just like, well, how much?
Good answer.
Okay. Yeah.
So, long story short, we are here.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, I like that.
I love it.
And this is 2 years later. And obviously we have, like, you know, a built friendship, trust, things like this. So, like, he knows his boundaries, what he can and what he can't do. I actually like it. It's, like, really empowering. Like,
I can believe that.
It's like a power trade, kind of. Like, you know, like, you ain't never wanted to, like, just be, like, so dominant. Like, you want to throw your man across the room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like yes, throw me across the room, but, like, I want to throw you across the room.
I definitely want to throw people across the room.
Do y'all do anything?
I fuck him.
I love that for you.
Were you like, not expecting it?
You pick quiet. Him?
No, I got confused. Damn, I sound like I was from Baltimore.
She does the bending.
I do the bending.
Okay.
She does the bending.
And the thrusting.
So what size, like, so do you have, like, tell me about your setup, your harness. So, like let me know these details.
I didn't know. Get excited. So Brandon gave me, like, so many, like, rules to, like, here. So I was like, what can I bring? What I cannot bring? Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I'm going to just play it safe with, like, just the, you know, the whips and chains. However, whips I did have a full chest full of dildos. It's about 15 dildos in there. I have,
wow, a treasure trove.
I have a whole chest, yes. It's a big...
The dildo queen.
I love that.
11 inch.
Ooh!
It's about brown. It's brown. It's fat mushroom head, okay? I go all the way
down. Is it veiny?
It is veiny. Mm. And it's soft. It's silicone. It's all silicone. So, like, it's good suction cup.
Can he shake his head to a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the veins when she's pounding you? Okay.
So how much of that does he?
Don't matter how much listening. It is. I'm just pushing
no,
all
I'm, oh.
Oh, what
does he take?
Do you make him suck it?
That's what I thought you were about to say.
Yeah, he sucks it. I don't suck it.
So
he suck it.
Like, do y'all have a safe word?
We have like a three word, like red. Yellow,
so
green.
The traffic light system.
Traffic light system.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
It's not as like if you just say pineapple's done. You know, no, right. Like, you know, just
so
gradually
just to make sure I'm hearing this, like, you really take a big veiny 11 inch dick and you pound him out. With
I do,
it. And you like it.
Do you like it?
You love. He it? Likes it.
You love it.
He's nodding his head. It. Yes.
Not it again if you need help, man.
I'm enjoying this. Yes.
Okay. So this is wow. I'm really, it's very rare that I don't really have much words for an episode and I'm here. So what would you suggest if Alessa and Kiki wanted to get into this? Because I know Tiffany don't.
You don't even know me.
You do? You?
Period. Yeah, I actually do.
Oh,
I've been saying that for like probably about 5-6 months now, but now that I'm actually seeing it.
You would peg somebody?
You know what? Yeah, I would.
You would?
I would.
See, I've already been into pegging. I'm really trying to get into femdom. Like, I really want.
It's a whole atmosphere. Like, I truly say just tap into it. Okay. You'll never turn back. Because I feel like I am that alpha female, you know? So, like, even outside of this, like, when I take myself and because I am in a relationship, so when I take myself and I put myself there, it's like, my boyfriend, he'd be like, Jazz, you gonna chill sometimes? I'm like, I'm sorry.
You know? Does your boyfriend meet your slaves?
No.
I was gonna say, he be letting them in the door like, all right, fam, have fun.
I like that, church and state.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Keep him separate.
However, I will say, because I am like this, like, he fits my sexual appetite. So, mm-hmm. like, he definitely does it back to me. And I enjoy it.
Wait, like, he pay, like, your boyfriend pounds you out? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I missed it.
Do you and your boyfriend switch the dominance?
Yeah, like, we
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you can find yourself being submissive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not full, like. Like, you know, just dominate.
Okay.
Like,
but does he also submit is what I'm asking. Does he also submit? Okay, that's what I was trying to understand because I don't think Brandon understood that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't.
Do you peg your boyfriend?
No.
Would you?
Not this one.
Would you?
I would if he let me, but he won't let, this one won't let me.
Okay.
This one.
I need a man that'll just let me pound his ass. Right.
I mean, ask the sissy if he got some friends. You know, you can help out.
I have a list.
You could be her assistant.
Yes.
Her assistant.
No. Okay. I definitely would love me a black sissy. Would love me a black sissy. I would prefer a white one, but I would just... I would love a black sissy.
Do you feel like this is the part of you giving back, getting like reparations?
Definitely.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want a white sissy too.
Yeah.
That's why I want a white sissy too.
You gotta crack it.
Let me see.
Don't crack that in here. That is too long. You're gonna hurt somebody.
Yes.
All right, Trav, I might hit you.
Whoa. No, seriously, don't.
That was so weak.
Brandon.
I don't want to hurt her.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. Not to crack
you
that long ass whip in here.
Well,
it's too long.
All right, Trav. Step back so she can crack.
All the way around the room.
Okay. You good? No, that's taking me back to Django.
Let's taking me back to slavery.
It's actually giving me a lot of flashbacks.
Jesus Christ.
So you mentioned like you like torturing, right?
I do.
So like what's a starter torture and then what's like a level 10 torture? So our listeners
like
can
if you
want to
get into it, like
yeah, if I want to torture Tiffany.
Some nipple clamps. Some nipple clamps. Okay. You know, like the suction points.
Okay. So that's level one.
It's level one. Then you can do like handcuffs, blindfolds, I would say, you know, and unless you want to take it up a notch, do sex furniture. So that way you're actually like onto the furniture and you can't move. You can do that.
Okay.
It's different with each person. So, like, you know, like, my level two might not be your level two, you know. Like, what y'all think this is? What level is this?
This is like, level 18.
That's, like, the ultimate. It might actually be the penultimate because there might be something above that. So, like,
I was going to say
that. If he was doing this while he had something in his ass.
How do you think he does not?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, there could be
something above this.
There could be something way above this. So, this could be, like, to me, this is, like, the penultimate.
Are you lying?
Level of... Of kink of, okay of what
he was in trouble.
The case has a butt plug.
Oh, that he's on.
Yes,
I good for him.
Wait, so it is something in your ass.
Yes,
so it's something in his ass.
So it's levels to this.
It's clearly levels to this shit. So exactly again, penultimate. There's definitely
you don't take that. He lied to you.
So don't instigate.
I mean, I don't want to fuck up y'all equipment. Like, oh, we got this.
Oh.
Like, let her handle her words. Okay.
Look at me being an instigator.
Exactly. What you did say you was gonna run though. So which one you gonna be?
Yeah. I'm like,
let her handle her words.
I'm like, oh, look, time to go. So, what's the most like that you're willing to be like tortured with?
Me, myself.
Yeah. Actually, I want to know from everybody.
I like electricity. So like I
do
would,
not cattle prod me.
I would do electricity. That's it.
Okay.
That's the most.
What about you, Tiffany?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Damn.
You know she this already nigga, know.
This nigga high. She like what?
Why you back to like what? Where we at? Like side track like a mud.
Knocking shit down.
Yeah. No, I was asking like what's the furthest you down to go like with getting tortured?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
You never explored
I've never
it.
Been through. Yeah, I've never done it at all.
Have you ever been tied up?
Yes.
Okay, so you've already that's kind of a form of torture.
Like, level one, like,
right? But there's still a form of it. That's still a form of bondage. So that's still a form of that because you don't have like full control,
right,
over your own like ligament. So there we go.
My favorite torture story actually is from Kiki.
And you already know where I was going.
Yeah.
So my favorite torture is definitely level 200. Like, I'm looking for electric, bondage, orgasm denial, and forced orgasms and sensory deprivation all in one setting. So, yeah.
Didn't you say something about, like, they tied you up?
He tied me to a chair.
He made you, like, orgasm, like, a million times?
I don't know how many times it was. I couldn't move. Headphones, blindfold, mouth gag.
What music was playing during
this? SZA. This was back in 2017. So Control by SZA. Like, say, I'll never forget.
Thought she was going to say, raise the machine or some shit. I ain't know where we was going with
it. So, yeah, I want all the things at once.
So, what's the aftercare like?
For him?
Yeah. So, I mean, for everybody, but since he's
I mean,
here,
like, know. I usually just, myself, I take care of myself. Figure that out. On its own. But there is actual aftercare that you can like get. Like there's like cocoa butter, there's, you know, like coconut oil, there's who makes it? Oh, I'm drawing a whole blank.
Shit, is it an aftercare for an 11-inch dick up the ass?
It is.
It is, yeah. Oh. There's like lube and
it
stuff
takes
like
it
that.
Takes a couple of days.
Like you
too,
can use
but
Intimate Earth makes Defense. You can make, you know, put that up there. It's lube.
Oh.
I've never seen you be so lost on the episode.
Oh, I am.
He's like speechless this whole time. I'm not even reading the script no more. When I saw the look on his face when we both walked into the room after, I was like, oh, he's not going to be able to.
This is when I knew that it was a wrap when JG forgot he was changing. Oh, my God. He was like, oh, he's still changing.
It was so funny. We connected eyes when he walked back. I was like, now why would you do that? I thought he was about to like grab something and walk out, but he literally came in, closed the door so smooth, looked up and was like, oh. Yeah. And I was like, how would you look? It was so crazy.
So this is like a kinky weekend. So I wanted to talk about our drink. We got a kinky pineapple pussy.
Finally.
Did you drink it yet?
No, I was waiting on you to tell me what it was.
No, you gotta drink it.
Well,
that's why I put it
in.
Y'all learned something?
You know.
No, it's just pineapple juice.
You have to say it.
It's a kinky pineapple pussy. It has 1.5 shots of gin, 1.5 shots of Prosecco, and I topped it off with pineapple. It's really good.
Okay.
And I'm not a gin drinker.
Really good.
I'm not a gin drinker either.
Yeah, and you can't tell it's gin.
Okay.
I appreciate you for the gin.
You said I am.
I don't believe y'all was waiting all this time for me to tell the damn.
Well, I mean, we just didn't want to just start drinking it, because what if I was drinking white in the car?
That's actually a false statement.
I don't care. You don't know my stomach.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Look at you. You ain't about to boss me around. Look, so we're going to get to Tiffany. Now, you were supposed to be a part of the titty contest and something came up. You weren't able to make it. But I was bragging about you. Like, I think she's going to be in first place. And you embarrassed me, but it's cool. I want to talk about your titties.
Okay.
Because you got, what happened with them? You did something to them.
Brandon keeps talking about this. I got them done probably about like 5-6 years ago now.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's been a while. I've had a baby and they're all like set in, so they're not like, they don't look, they look real natural now.
They do.
They don't look super breast plantishy, you know, okay. Plasticky.
They look like, real.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
so
to
what did you get?
Can I see your boobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not him.
Oh, not her.
You can record my
face.
Oh, they look great.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yo, Eric, y'all look like a heart.
They do.
You know, they got bigger.
Yeah. They look too. Really good.
Do they jump?
No, I can't do that.
You have great tits.
No,
you do.
They are beautiful.
I can't do that.
But, I know when you ride, a nigga be sucking them motherfuckers.
You have great. They look like they fall perfectly into a mouth.
I wish you could have seen them, sissy. They are great.
Oh, he's damn, he can't see.
He likes cock.
Okay.
That's what he calls it.
Yeah. Okay. He calls it cock?
Yeah.
You let him say that? That's crazy.
Because I say penis. So it's you like your words. Like,
Alessa says she wouldn't let her sissy say
my cock. Sissy ain't saying cock. Mm. Not up in this black household.
Of course.
You're going to say dick tonight.
You're going to say dick tonight.
So back to these titties, though. I do have some questions. Like, so can you breastfeed after an implant?
It depends on how you get them placed. You can get them placed over the muscle or under the muscle.
What did you get?
I did not know
interesting.
That.
I got it under. So it looks more natural. It doesn't sit on top of it. So it doesn't look, like I said, so plasticky.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's supposed to be easier for you to breastfeed. I did breastfeed for like about a month.
Okay.
How did it feel?
It was fine, but it was so hard. It's so hard and it's so much dedication. Mm-hmm. Like, soon as the baby's hungry, it's like, it got to the point where mama was like pulling my titty out, like, ooh, just feed her. And I was like, oh my God, like, you know, it's a lot. So I stopped and then I did the formula thing. So it worked out, you know, commends to the mothers that do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of dedication.
Okay. So are they still sensitive?
Can I still like feel is what you mean? Like, yeah.
Like, do you like, what do you like getting done to your titties?
Like sucked and like rubbed and like, I can still feel everything. I've
do
had
you titty fuck?
I've never done. Yeah. Nobody ever asked me that. Ain't that weird?
Honestly, I don't really like the concept of titty fucking, but I might try it on them things if I was.
That's what I said. You would think that they would. Yeah, no.
Do you like girls?
No.
So you never have a threesome?
I would experiment, but I'm not like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm like bi or I'm like, you know.
Would you date a couple?
Here you go with this question.
Just
no, curious. I know where you're headed with this.
Because she watches.
I told you,
she
watches.
I really watch.
What?
Like, she's
what?
Not. She,
you know,
is
I
not
walk all day. I'm listening to the podcast.
I was just going to say, would you date a childhood friend?
Oh, here you go.
And his wife. That's a valid question.
It's same question
every episode. Exactly. I mean, so, exactly. You know, you need some new material. You need some new material.
People who are unaware.
That's what you need. Shooters can shoot, but you need new material because everybody can see it coming from a mile away.
She's the first one.
No, I saw it.
I listened to the show too.
You need new material. It's okay.
Whatever. Well, I'll help you. We gonna move forward, and what's next on this shit, Alessa? Because you just fucking.
Because oh no, no, we sticking. Time.
A, no, not yet. The kids not ready for that yet.
The kids.
What children?
I call the listeners the kids. You know.
Oh, yeah. These bitches are my sons.
Like, you know, a college professor calls the students kids. You know.
I have never had a college professor call me a kid
because I don't look at him like the.
What type of college did you go to?
Grown in America.
Okay, but what are we going on to? You had an idea, so what are we going on to?
No. We're going to finish with Tiffany.
He like, y'all don't have to stop talking.
You want me to get the chair?
Why do you keep offering this man a chair?
She said that he does. You need to let her handle what she has going on over there because you do not want to get him in more trouble.
You know what? Also, I don't want to get in trouble with her. So.
Exactly. I know. I would like to see her whip that ass.
No. Look, we'll be fighting in this bitch.
No interference, sir. She got it. Okay. Trust and know that
but
she
what,
has
what thought
it.
Did you have? You wanted to move
Tiffany,
on to something.
I want her to give me a story. You had told us about your demonstration. Break down what happened, like where you were at, like without giving too many details, and what happened to you.
So it was an erotic art show.
Ooh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they had art there. I don't know if a lot of it was so erotic, but you know, they had art there, cocktails, stuff like that. It was a cute setup. And then I was the live demonstration.
Oh.
And they had a couple, though. So they did have a couple. They had a dom, and she was supposed to demonstrate giving head. I guess the guy backed out last minute. I'm not sure what happened. So then it was supposed to be, you know, opposite, and that was me. And then I was supposed to be the female demonstration of a female orgasm.
Okay. So did you fully climax, or did you pretend to
what did he give
the demonstration?
Pretend.
Okay.
So what happened was it wasn't set up the way it was supposed to be set up, but we still did it anyway. And it was only so many minutes in the set. So they cut the set, and I was like,
okay.
It was just getting like to the good.
Right. It was just
so what was he doing?
He was giving me head.
Oh,
how many fingers?
How many fingers?
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know what's crazy? I listen to y'all all the time, had this conversation. Mm-hmm. I am okay with 1 to 2 fingers. Okay. I don't need like.
I like one. I like somebody two. Want to be I like yeah. maybe. I don't
no,
like
some
more
people
than
like
two.
Three.
Some people like more
I definitely
than
like three.
I only
fair.
Like three yeah, if that's three. All you're doing
but
to
I'm
me.
But I'm also super small, so it doesn't take. You know right. what I mean? Like my vagina's not huge,
your
so
gina,
it doesn't
okay.
take
you
know?
My vagina.
Do you like a finger in the boo boo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with this demonstration, were you standing? Were you laying down?
That's the thing. It wasn't set up the way it was supposed to be set up. So I was actually in a chair, and he just kind of like tilted me back. It was one of those like lounger chairs, I guess. So it was like sideways, and I was just kind of like, you know, tilted back or whatever. And he was kind of just on his knees. It was supposed to be a whole bed and everything. But it.
So was people like chanting your name to get you to come?
Nobody knew my name.
Oh, sorry.
It's too late now. But no, nobody knew my name. You know, that's like a whole different crowd. You know, it's a whole different world. If you're not
because
like.
Because it's
any,
art.
Yeah. Did you have a mask
yeah.
on?
Yeah. No, I went, you know, just like.
Not, so face. What's funny, I was going to go. And I
know
didn't
you said
because.
That.
My wife had to do something, and I didn't know how wild
you said
I was
that, but it wasn't like
yeah.
a sex party.
But
you
know
what
how wild
I mean?
It would have been.
Really
I would have walked in, like
and seen Tiffany getting her.
Is that my
childhood friend? I know, right?
Yeah. Cool yeah. Like we used to grow up in the blocks again.
So yeah, I would have been like, God
the other person that was demonstrating, she went to school with us too.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, and she's a dom. I guess that was like her first time doing it.
I know who you're talking about. We can't
figure
out
a
time. Yeah, we can't figure out how to get her on the show because of her time constraints. But
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely been working on that.
Interesting.
Yeah. What was her demonstration?
She was supposed to give head to somebody, but like I said, I guess he backed out, so she just did on a dildo. So she still did it, but everybody was so disappointed. The same face that he just gave everybody. Right. Damn. I would have asked about you. I would have asked for volunteers. Sexy. Pull out your mic chart.
It's pull out your mic chart.
Let me know what you don't have and let me stick that dick down my throat.
But she was married, so maybe.
Was it her husband back out?
Wow.
Guard.
Divorce.
Maybe he wasn't comfortable.
He probably.
But why would you sign up for it?
That's what I said.
Why would you sign up for it?
I think that's unfair.
Wait, she was a dom?
No, I don't think that's unfair. I mean, I wouldn't divorce him. I was joking.
He's aware, but that was just, I guess, a demonstration. He probably agreed on a demonstration because you're not about to do it on nobody else, I'm assuming.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a substitute. What I will say is I think that we're being a little unfair because, example, if a woman's like, you know what? I'm not feeling me being a part of this demonstration. I'm going to back out. You know, people sometimes just don't be uncomfortable. Because
you know me, and that's like... I'm like a virgin compared to, you know, like, but, not saying, you know, no disrespect to nobody. It's just levels, like we said. And I was a little uncomfortable and I threw my shot back and did it. So, and after I did it, I was like, it's not that bad.
Right.
It wasn't even
bad. But they committed to it. Like, you commit to do an art performance. That's something different.
Maybe you
could
have get
hard. You should have just had that conversation. Exactly. If you felt uncomfortable with it, when I brought this to you, you go, actually, I'm not down with that. Okay, cool. Exactly. Then we won't do it.
Maybe right.
Don't say, oh, hey, I want. Then you pop a pill. You pop a Viagra. You go pop a honey pack.
See what I said? I threw my shot back and went on there.
You go pop a honey pack. Like, there are so many ways.
Let me ask you this.
That.
What do you think is harder, for a man to get head or for a woman to get head in front of people?
Why is it bad either way?
No, I didn't say it was bad. I said, which one do you think is harder?
Not bad, but that's what I'm saying. Well, hard. Why would it be hard either way? Like,
well, because a man got to get hard.
Under pressure. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Men do have to get hard. Yeah. Men have to get hard.
And I think we're ignoring that.
I'll take it. I don't know. We're not. We're not ignoring that portion. We're implied that there are other options that he could have taken instead of just backing out of it like the day of. Like, he could have told her that I'm not interested in doing this. Or he could have, like she said, I don't want to say man up because maybe he was scared. Maybe he may have some performance issues.
Yep.
But there's Viagra. There's horny goat weed. There's honey packs. Like, there are things that
they
could have
improvised.
And they could have improvised. Like, there are things they could have done. So. But, yeah. Mm. So, I just feel like he shouldn't have done that if you committed to do something.
Mm. All right. Can you take us to school real quick?
For sure. So, it is Naughty Time with Bessa. So, since we are doing a little kinky theme, I decided to find the most interesting, craziest sounding kinks I could find. Basically, just their names, though. So, kilsmophilia refers to the pleasure someone experiences from relieving themselves while using an enema. They enjoy the pressurized feeling of shit coming out of their ass. For others, it's the feeling or knowledge of having their bowels cleaned. And in some cases, it's all about giving someone an enema or preparing the body for an enema. Most klismophiles discover their fetish after having a doctor recommend enema during childhood.
Ah. You said during childhood?
Yes.
Oh.
When the I never got no enema during childhood.
Well, I actually had to get an enema during kids. I actually had to get an enema when I was a kid because I was constipated so bad and I couldn't shit for like literally 2 weeks. My mom has to take me to the doctor and I got an enema, but it hurt so bad. I would have never felt any sexual gratification from that.
Do y'all have you had an enema as an adult?
I mean, I prep for anal. So
yes.
What about you?
I've had a colon cleanse before.
How was that?
Did you get turned on?
It actually did feel good.
I was saying, did you feel good after that?
It did feel good.
I saw it on the Kardashians years ago, and I was like,
no, it actually, like, it's like movement in that area that you've never felt before, but but you know it's safe and it's clean. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not like at that point, it wasn't sex to me. So it was like a healthy
gratification.
Was it
cleansing.
like a herbal, like, holistic place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they actually closed. It was the one on Grand River and Burke Road.
Oh,
that's right down the street.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, that's where I went. It was amazing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Best shit
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's what's up.
Okay.
Interesting. But yes. Oh, would you ever give your partner one, like, at all? Give your partner an enema?
An enema?
I was very interested in.
In what nature?
Just to be doing it?
Like, would you ever help him prep? Like, would you help him prep his booty at all? Like, would you ever help him? Maybe, well, you said you don't have a partner that you pick right now, like a
right
sexual
now,
partner.
No, so, but the previous partners that I have picked, I mean, like, I would, like, get the solution and stuff ready for them, but I'm not going to the bathroom with you.
Oh,
like,
you okay.
Know, like, there is boundaries and, like, you know, privacy, things like that. Like yes, I want to do it.
Right.
But I don't want to be a part of the...
The prep part. The
prep part. Like, because... Prep are you pretty. In the bathroom when I'm taking out my tampon?
Yeah,
like,
it's really not pretty.
I would... I was about to say something disgusting, so I'm not even...
Say no. Say it.
So, since we, like, on enemas and ass and shit... Jay, I wanted to touch on you and your...
You want
to
touch on me?
No.
He probably does want to touch on you.
I mean, you got an ass, I can't tell.
Fuck
him up. You got an ass?
I got an ass. I mean, I got something. It's something back there.
Oh, so my wife get one cheek, I get the other cheek. All right, good.
Okay, cool.
So I want to touch on anal since we're there. You had sex with a woman doing anal.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. What was that this lesbian anal experience like?
So it was a double dildo. So it's like basically like you get the actual regular base in the pelvis area where it's supposed to be, but then like literally right up under it where like the guy's testicles are supposed to be, it's another smaller dildo. I will say that she was very aggressive with it. Like, I didn't think that she was going to enjoy it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so I can see this and visualize it and
you
listeners can
everything?
No, who was like, were you getting pounded or was she getting pounded?
I'm giving it to her.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So.
I got you pictured. You know, you in your thrust mode.
Okay. So she actually has ass. She has a lot of ass. Okay. So like to throw it back, like I never knew, like it was like that Instagram post where like the guys was like go do this for like 5 seconds. It's tiring. Yeah. Okay. But as she was throwing it back, like she didn't prep. Okay.
Oh my God.
Women, oh, wow. When I say like I'm a very clean person. Okay. Oh, so if I'm if I'm eating coochie or whatever, it's gonna be clean. And she was a clean girl as far as that. Like, you know, like smell good, taste good.
I thought
you were
talking about a lesson until you went there.
Shut up. Leave my bowels out of this. I told you that wipe was very clean this morning, baby. And I definitely douched after because I wasn't sure what was happening today.
Okay.
You know I prepped this booty like a bottom. Don't come for me.
Mm. So
you and sissy got something in common.
But, wow. So I was like, you know, I was comfortable with her or whatever, but like I didn't tell her that I was doing it. And the reason why is because I wanted to surprise her. The reason, you know.
You're
I
never supposed like, oh, to surprise anal.
No, you're not supposed to, right? Okay, we having sex. I tell her, I'm like, listen, eat me out. This bitch throws 2 fingers up my ass.
Oh.
2.
Oh, no this is
lube,
payback.
No prep. Oh. No nuts.
2 fingers up my ass. Was it the pointer in the middle? Oh my God, I hate that. That is awful.
And this
God.
One was inside my vagina. So I'm like, why are you eating me out like this? Why are we Spider-Man?
Because I do like a soccer. I do like a soccer, but I like my 2 in the pink.
Yeah, and 1 in the stink.
Exactly. But this was our first time we fucked.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh.
We didn't discuss anal. Okay. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know what?
If I'm going to walk funny, you going to walk funny.
I'm about to fuck you.
Okay. I like where your head at.
So
that's why you got shot.
Like I said, like I had the chest, I had all the dicks or whatever. So, you know, I'm very clean. After I use it, I toss it. I grab another one. Like my resources
I'm glad.
Clear. So I had one. She told me which one she wanted. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna use this one. But when she did that, I switched the whole strap. I switched the whole strap and I put that strap on and I was like, yep. It's going
to fuck you up.
Bitch, because you're not about
to
get
to
me. Like, it was supposed to be enjoyable.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, like, she still fuck with me now, so, like, we good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Wait, so what did she do? Like, did she stink? Did she fart? Did she shit? Like,
it was a wet shit.
Like,
it was
did
a
she
wet
shit?
Shit?
It was a wet shit.
Like, did she shit all over the place?
Coming, it was coming, like, out.
Oh,
onto the actual dildo. And I didn't
yeah.
know. So, like, you know, like, you think she's squirting. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I thought she was squirting. It was wet shit.
Squirting
oh,
the fog.
No. Okay.
And I was like, all right, bitch, let's go shower.
Come on. What'd she say?
Okay.
I mean, what did
I say? Let's go shower. You gonna say no?
I mean, maybe she was embarrassed. Like,
I mean,
it's anal.
It
is what it
is.
We know what's down there.
Like, she was.
Yeah.
Things happen. Truffle butter. I mean,
I had like a hot ass.
That was a spray paint all day.
It was.
I had a hot ass shit like on my dick, and I was like, I feel it. I can't smell it, but she's like, I'm so sorry. She was older. And she wiped it off, And she's like, she is clean. I've proven it. She sucked it. And I didn't want to kiss her after that.
She sucked her dick after she shit on
it. She sucked the ass shit mouth? Off?
She took soap and water and a rag and gave my dick a shower. And she wanted to prove that it was clean by sucking it.
I feel like you would have had to pee or something. I need to get the rest of that out of you.
I was so uncomfortable the rest of the night. I know it was my fault, but because I just pulled out real fast.
Why would you do that?
We learn. I mean, why she shit on her dick? Well, that was
unexpected. You knew what was happening.
Right.
It was my first, like, not my first anal, but my first raw dog using pussy juice anal. I'm like, well, shit, this motherfucker, yeah, like, she got wet, everything. It was perfect. I'm like, okay, cool.
I can't relate to that at all.
She ain't need no lube. I had a couple girls like that. I call them non-ass lubers.
I am not that girl.
My cousin was my cousin came on and she didn't use lube.
Your cousin?
Yeah, it was awkward. She said, what did she say she fucked last week? She fucked somebody. And they had a big dick, and she ain't need no lube, and she was like, "I want to take it
in the ass."
Yeah, so she said the entire record label know her as what, rock or some shit, because she like it in the ass.
And that's crazy.
Like, that's right. I was like, "Damn,
love that for her."
I don't. She's my cousin. So, so before we end the show, I wanted Jay to explain to us what oral simulation and BDSM's nipple play is.
The oral stimulation. Is that what you said? And yeah, what else?
Simulation and BDSM nipple play.
I'm so caught off guard by the question. What you mean?
Simulation or stimulation?
Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
You said simulation.
Man, when I Googled it, it said simulation.
Did it?
Look, like, you're not going to get on me. Stimulation.
Okay.
Nipple play stimulation?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? No, you put simulation in your file.
I must have spelled it wrong.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, y'all looking at me. I was reading somebody form.
So do you mean like oral simulation?
I don't know. That's why I want her to explain it.
Okay, because if I sent it to you, then I was talking about an orgasm from the nipples.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I was
talking about. You can orgasm like that?
You can orgasm from the nipples. I love men and women, and it's so amazing.
It's my favorite kind of orgasm.
Oh, my God. Listen, I actually found out about it during the time, like, you know, the cycle time when we home or whatever. I had a dude that don't like, you know, you ain't got no choice. Like, you know, if your dude don't run red lights, you gotta find something else.
I love a man that runs red lights.
Who don't run red lights?
Some of them don't.
You'd be surprised.
Some of them don't. Mm. That sucks.
All my niggas run real life.
Right, that's why I'm like, I don't know that experience.
Listen.
Even if they don't know it.
Like, my nipples are pretty big. They're pretty, okay?
Can we see them later?
You can definitely see them.
Yay.
When?
So.
Look at him.
Yeah, y'all
just, she just wants you to move the camera.
But yeah,
Trav, put it on her sissy while we look at these nipples.
Yes.
Oh, I know you got titties.
Come on.
Ooh, oh. Okay. I love your nipples.
Your titties remind me of that ratio. Movie Signs.
That works. Like, she has a good ratio,
yeah.
Right?
I love that. You know? Yeah. Wow. You great
got the ring out and it just stay open?
They stay open. I've had it five times now.
I got mine three and they close every time.
No, I'm determined to keep these.
I know I was. They didn't close at all?
She has some. Why? Y'all both should have been in the competition.
Yeah, y'all both should have been in the city competition. It's crazy.
I didn't have a sitter.
Y'all said fuck us.
I didn't have a sitter and he kept saying, send, you know, like virtual, but I figured that. They still wouldn't win virtual.
No, virtual won second place.
She didn't win first.
Second was a dog ass prize.
I would have won first.
Right. No, if virtual would have came, if she was out of town, she would have been able to come. She would have won.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just said I would have won. Who got better titties?
Tell the truth, nigga.
No, that's
virtual. Oh man, this is awkward. This has been a great episode. I appreciate y'all for coming on. We appreciate you, Sissy, for sitting and.
Y'all
can
love me, Spanko.
I was gonna say,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Like, wait, y'all not gonna bring him on and I can't
get to,
even,
like, show her. Like, we have to.
While you set up the spanking,
I am excited.
Because you want to, too.
Yes.
Wait, where he gonna be at while you spank him?
On the couch. Can he sit in between y'all?
For sure. Wait, how are you gonna spank him in between us?
No, what we'll do.
Me
and Kiki gonna switch.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all got me fucked up.
She excited.
You want a paddle? You got something?
Oh, I don't have anything, but I don't need a paddle. I just want to
be a witness to what's happening. You can use it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on another one right now.
Yeah, I just want to be a witness to what's gonna happen in this situation.
get comfortable surrounded. Situations
with her slave. Love you. On the way.
I'm a sissy, I'm gonna move this out the way so you don't hit it. I'm just too nice.
You are. I actually lost one of my.
Oh, sorry.
That was too nice.
What you call him?
Faggot.
Say it in the mic. No, don't say that in the mic. No,
yeah, don't say that in the mic. She called him sissy at first.
She called him something else.
Faggot.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Well, I lost one.
Okay.
He actually, like, I asked him, I was like, why do you want me to do this? This is the human toilet. He was like, can you shit? And I'm like, I'm not shit.
Give me. And that's considered too nice. Being humane. It's considered too nice.
Not wanting to give you sepsis.
Listen,
I'm just trying to save you from sepsis by not shitting in your mouth.
That's why I struggle with scat play. Like, I know it's a thing. I love it for the people who love it, but I struggle because I'm just scared. Like, it is waste.
Like you said, I don't do any excrement play unless it's pee and I'm doing the peeing.
Like, I struggle with blood.
And you told him not to talk.
I do have a semen fetish, though. So
now, I do want to play. I do want to do a little knife play.
I love knife
play. I wouldn't mind knife play.
Is it, like, tight on his? No.
Wow, I didn't realize his balls were that clamped.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Damn.
Balls was that clamped.
You want to hold the
damn
leash?
Damn. Oh, yes, I'll hold the leash. I'll hold the leash. All right, sissy. I'm scared. I'm gonna get hit with the whip.
I feel like I can feel like a little bit of the.
Oh.
Oh my god! Don't make that noise.
Why are you?
I have a great view of his balls from right here.
Say.
Yeah.
You like that?
Mm, he does.
All right, y'all know the rules, man. Mm-hmm. If I gotta see it, you gotta see it.
No marks.
You know,
right. No marks. He said.
And you just hit me.
Good. Smack him with it in the face. Yes, she just hit Brandon. And I'm holding this leash. Yeah, I like this.
She's saying I'm holding this leash.
You want to hit him? Don't leave any marks. So you got to turn it on the other side. You can.
Oh.
All right, Kiki is in this. All right.
No marks.
No marks. I'm just going to do a quick 2-3. Okay. You know,
1-2-3. A
2-3. Here, girl. Oh, he's already right on that side. I'm going to alter.
Okay.
Alternate. There we go.
All
right. There we go.
Well, that's going to leave a mark.
I didn't want to do it too heavy.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Just no marks. Be gentle.
I'm yes. On this
side. Is she doing a good job smacking your ass, sissy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
All
right,
now somebody smack Tiffany's ass.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bend back over.
What
are
we doing?
Nope, bend back over.
Oh, no, you
can't. He's not doing nothing.
I tried.
He said I tried.
You are a weak-ass bitch, Brandon.
God, what are you doing, Brandon?
He's a weak-ass bitch, isn't he?
Mm. Ooh.
He said, yes.
He said, yes. So what you going to do about
the
that?
The sissy didn't call Brandon a weak-ass bitch.
I'm agreeing with him. I am so uncomfortable.
Okay, where would you like me to walk him on the leash? Okay.
Oh, he got a leash?
I was holding the leash.
He was holding the leash. Sit down right here. We're going to end the show right here.
Oh, man.
Actually, he should just stay over there because y'all going to end up over
Does
there
Does
anyway.
He need his pillow?
Yeah. Look, this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. What I want y'all to do is follow our Patreon. It's patreon.com/CWC the podcast. You can see this entire episode. Not only will you see it early, but you will see titties, balls, spankings, and a sissy. It's going to be wild. Shut up.
I'll show my titties just so you can tell the truth, Brandon.
Because you been lying.
There we go.
Didn't nobody show no titties on this episode.
I seen a whole bunch of titties.
Oh. Yeah, but the camera didn't.
Oh, I was focusing on my eyes.
Right, no.
Well, this has been a great
I got your audience.
And we are out. This was awkward.
Woo, this was great. Okay, so let's leave so he can change.
Thank you, guys.